What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined again with Rosangel Perez. Rosangel, how are you, man? So much going on. There's just so much going on. We got another, what, 120 new cases, 25 involving minors, and now there's a terrified A-list celebrity right now, freaked out of that person, that a male, I would assume a male, that's scared of this sex tape getting out that's being shopped around right now and is terrified for their reputation and who knows what else, family, who knows what's at risk here. How are you, Rosangel? Thank you for joining me.
I'm in this wild ride here in New York City because we are our own soap opera, and which includes Diddy, because Diddy is currently in a Brooklyn jail. And there's a lot of stuff that's happening right now. This story just keeps getting crazier each day. And I just want to say hi to everyone. How have you been, David? And hello to the audience who's been really welcoming. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I gotta say, if you don't mind me saying that, you're kind of going through the same thing I am right now. So, Rosangel really needs your prayers as well. I definitely need everyone's prayers. We have parents that are sick, so we appreciate all your prayers. You don't mind me saying that, right, Rosangel?
No, it's okay. Prayer is, I think, what has kept my mom alive. A few weeks ago, we thought she was gonna go meet Jesus, and we were getting ready for that devastating impact. And a whole bunch of people were praying. The next thing, my sister walks into the room, and there's mom smiling, and it's weird. It's
Wow.
almost like we're getting, is our mom coming back? If it happens, I say that it's because of prayers. So we definitely appreciate prayers, and definitely, for you, David, because you've been going through this journey as well with your parents. And I have to say that witnessing your audience and their support, you have one of the best communities on YouTube.
It's the family, man. It's a black sheep family. We all got each other's backs. And anyone who's new here, warm, open arms, hug to you. Welcome to the family. And we also want to send our prayers out to the Hurricane Helene victims. We know you're being ignored, but our prayers are out to you as well. So this has been a really tough time for not us, just us personally, but for the country. Speaking of which, folks, get your gold. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold. For centuries, gold has been the hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA, or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability, folks. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. And remember, Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open up a qualified account today. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com, and get started. And I'll put the link down below for Rosangel's channel, Cafecito Break, right?
Cafe CITO break on social media. Ooh-ooh.
So this lawyer that's coming out, Tom Busby, he's a Texas lawyer, he is bringing 120 cases. This guy's got 12,000 calls in just 24 hours, folks, regarding Puff Puff Diddy. So I'm gonna go ahead and actually, Rosangel's really put together a nice little outline for us, folks, to follow here. But here is, I believe, Law and Crime covering
That
the
really wasn't
Tom
a
Busby right
secret at
here.
all has finally been revealed to the world.
A law firm in Texas says thousands of people have come to them making allegations against Sean Diddy Combs with claims dating back to the 1990s. And this time, the shocking new accusations include alleged victims who say They were minors at the time. We're going to dig into these claims and how it might impact Combs' criminal case. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Jesse Weber.
You know, you got to wonder, though, this really could be smoke and mirrors. I mean, we're coming into an election. It's really, to me, it's like everyone's paying attention to this and not what's happening in November.
Everything on the algorithm right now is Diddy. And of course, you know, we're digging into it too. I mean, you have the New York Post that is going in and digging old videos, finding new ones, putting them together. They almost look worse than a National Enquirer, but maybe there is a reason much bigger than what we understand why all of this is happening now. A lot of this has been in front of our faces forever. Diddy obviously is not the only one. Ghislaine Maxwell sits in jail with, where are the people that she was helping? How come none of them are in trouble? And where are the monsters that were supporting Diddy? And will we ever hear about them? Because who was he allegedly creating these tapes for?
Well, there's names being, you know, put out there right now, which is J-Lo, Ashton Kutcher, Jay-Z, LeBron James. I mean, all these are swirling around the internet right now, and a lot of videos are coming out. Will Smith. Will Smith's another one. These are all names that allegedly have some kind of affiliation with these parties and could be named in these civil suits.
A well-known Texas lawyer announced to a crowd of reporters on Tuesday that his law firm plans to pursue legal action against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs on behalf of more than 100 victims. More than two dozen of those future plaintiffs say they were just kids when Combs allegedly assaulted them. We're talking about attorney Tony Busby. And it's not just Combs that he says is caught in the crosshairs.
The wall of silence has now been broken, and victims are coming forward. Our team has had, at this point, more than 3,285 individuals contact us with people claiming to have been victimized by Sean Combs. We now represent 120 individuals who intend to bring civil claims in civil court against Sean Diddy Combs, as well as claims against many other individuals and entities that we will name as defendants as we file these individual cases.
Here it comes. The floodgates are opening.
And right. And, you know, he mentions entities, not just individuals. So are we going to hear more companies being named? Or people,
you know, a few CEOs have stepped down.
Like, this has much bigger legs.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few CEOs that have stepped down right now, so it makes you wonder
why now. I mean, Diddy was indicted last month, but these allegations came out almost a year ago, starting in November of last year with Cassandra Ventura. So why now are these plaintiffs planning to file suit?
I think it's because the indictment and then the denial of bail. You know, we had several cases before the indictment, and we were just kind of waiting to see what the federal government was going to do. We knew there was an investigation ongoing. Then when the indictment came about, and then when the arrest occurred, and then when bail was denied, I think those events led to more and more calls.
See, the bail being denied is a big one. When everyone saw that, they knew it was real. Like, this isn't just some hokey pokey thing, Mickey Mouse thing. This is real. I still believe it's serving its purpose as a distraction. What about you?
Yeah, we can't forget we are weeks away from election season, and this story is dominating the headlines and in every facet, and it's dominating the urban conversation. And why am I saying that is because the urban communities, the people who live in the city, we may or may not be super plugged into what's really happening in the election cycle. And look, this whole thing with Diddy is going to continue past election season. My recommendation is, yeah, stay connected with what you want to stay connected to, but please don't forget to participate in the election season. Don't forget to vote, and vote early if you can, just in case.
Calls, and then my co-counsel, who then called me and associated me with the case and thought that this would probably be the kind of case that I should handle. When I made an announcement that I was going to pursue these cases, the floodgates really opened. We, in about 10-day period, we got 3,200 calls. And then from the press conference we had yesterday, we've had 12,000 calls since 24 hours.
12,000 calls in 24 hours. Someone do the math on that one. Jeez.
It's insane.
I mean, 12,000 calls in 24 hours, man, everybody wants to get paid, right? I'm not downplaying the victims, but holy cow. Wow. And here is I follow this guy as well. He's a good X account. And what are we looking at here? This is a multiple people shopping sex tape. So this is the A-list celebrity that's terrified right now, right? And I guess we can assume, allegedly, it's a male.
Well, that's what it says, that it's a male. But this is the accuser, one of the lawyers that are on the side of, obviously, accusing Diddy, and revealing on News Nation about the tape, and that the person who's an A-lister is very nervous, and that her recommendation is if this person can buy the tape before, I guess there might be an alleged bidding war now for this tape. So, you know, I guess.
But they probably made copies, right?
That's kind of like what's crazy. Now, to me, what's even crazier about this is that supposedly this tape that we're talking about, the person had no idea that they were being taped.
Right.
Imagine how scary and how many multiples of that example we've heard throughout time, and we might even hear more of.
Right. I could, man.
What are you hearing tonight?
I actually received the New York Post article from the person who contacted me to sell the tape. They sent me that article. I was not shocked by what I read in the article. I was hoping that even the client that I contacted would reach out and see and kind of alert that person that this was going on and to possibly help them. The person who has the tape really doesn't want to shop it around. They really want to help and give it to the wanted to directly sell it to that person.
So wait, so this thing's being shot. A lot of people have seen this already, I guess. So it says here, Diddy on video having sex with male celeb. So I've heard, like I said, I've heard audio, and I don't know if it's real or not. It's allegedly, folks. We got to cover our asses here. I've heard Will Smith. I've heard Meek Mills, I guess his name is. I don't know if I'm saying that, but I've heard some odd, disturbing, I must say, audio that I was like, oh man, this is about to get really bad. The floodgates are going to open and these tapes are going to pour out. The audios are going to tape. But now I don't know if they're AI or not. They could be AI, but who knows? I mean, a lot of names like J-Lo, Ashton, Jay-Z, Usher, Leonardo, they're all coming out.
But it seems as if they are going elsewhere.
You know, we know that you've seen the footage. You talked about that last week when you were with us. So, you know, as you know who it is, and I know that you can't tell us who it is for all the reasons, right? But as you know who it is, and as we're moving through this story, and it's starting to really feel like it's unraveling, and you feel bad for the person, and we don't even know who it is there anything more you can tell us about that part of it?
I really do feel bad about the person. Part of the reason that I did come and say something outside of just to protect my own safety, but I wanted to sound the alarm, essentially ring the dog whistle, if you will, to that person that maybe they should do something about this before it came out. Mm-hmm. If I was them, I would do something about this. And the only way to do anything is to do the catch and kill. That's the only way to ensure that it doesn't come out, you know. We're taught that God helps those who help themselves. So if we have a situation where that person does have the opportunity to purchase the video, if I were them, I would absolutely purchase the video.
I mean, I see it, my mind still goes to copies that were made. I don't know how this works. I mean, so
Yeah,
what
and
if
my thing
is
is,
it
you really
original? Like, I don't understand.
look, I don't know who's holding the tape up, but if you really want to support someone, you're like, okay, so if you don't buy off me, I might potentially. It just seems a little bit weird to me. If you really want to help the person, do you really want to make money off of that? That's like making money off dirty. And now the thing is, if the person was a minor at the time, aren't we in sketchy territory? Does
Right.
that mean you were holding on to a videotape that had a minor in it? That's sketchy territory. I from what I understand and what is being presented here allegedly.
Right, but I mean, so I'm surprised it hasn't got out yet. I'm sure. What about all the other? I mean, there's just so many people that are going to be named here. It's just, this is an avalanche just coming down. And you know, this brings me to Justin Bieber as well, you know, with Stephen Baldwin making all these cryptic, almost like warning videos. You know, Stephen Baldwin is Justin Bieber's father-in-law, you know, so he's one person removed from Justin Bieber. We know Justin Bieber was, seems to me, allegedly trafficked, you know, and you got to think he's probably the one talking to the authorities and just giving names like it's bubblegum, I would imagine. And he should rightfully do so. But I mean, that's just where my mind goes with this. What do you think?
You know, you paused the video where it says he feels, you know, the alleged victim was who was victimized years ago would now be victimized again if the footage gets out. We follow him forever. Whoever that is, or if it's the person we're talking about, Justin Bieber, like he has, if you trace his
Could be. We're
movements,
saying could be. We're not saying it
could be
is.
allegedly, right? If we, first of all, this sketchy stuff with Justin, there's too many videos out there where he was a young person and he's getting grabbed and manhandled and kissed and adults getting too close to his personal space and even his little buns pinched or adult women, because, you know, talking to him in ways that you would never talk to a child. And so now we're looking at this with some distance, and we're horrified, but we can't forget that there is an aspect of the industry in all of these places that were supporting it. Many people would laugh at the jokes because some of this was set up in a jokingly way. So they're in your face, you're seeing someone get made very uncomfortable, and everybody's just laughing about it, forgetting about it, moving on. So this is, as I will continue to say, a reflection about all of us, because things don't continue to happen unless we maintain a culture of silence. And how is a culture of silence maintained? By a lot of bribery and people who are too scared to talk. And I get it. I get it. I completely understand. Now, the whole thing with Diddy, and let's not forget, because this is one of the later news stories, is that the judge that denied Diddy bail is no longer the judge. A new judge has been put in place. Now people are speculating, does that mean that he'll reverse, the new judge will reverse course and maybe grant Diddy his wish to move him into a private jail? We don't know.
A
If that
resort.
happens, what does that mean? I mean, what I'm saying here is that this story obviously is just only getting started, and it's gonna continue to sizzle. And when it pops, look at the calendar and see, is it how close are we to election day?
Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, we're already just days away. So this is already, I mean, you're right. They're gonna, gosh, the distractions, the smoke and mirrors. Timing's everything. Jeez, man. Reportedly shows Combs having sex with a younger male, although it's unclear if the man was an adult at the time. Weesh, this has got to be terrifying. Right? Can you imagine being this kid, this guy? So Jaguar Wright is making the rounds right now, and she's hot right now all over the internet. And I really commend her for what she's doing. But man, I mean, she's throwing everyone under the bus. She doesn't care. She does not care. So I'm going to play a little bit of Jaguar right here. And I mean, is Jay-Z going to be next? I mean, that's what all fingers are pointing to Jay-Z, J-Lo, Ashton, Usher. But it really looks like who's under the spotlight right now? Jay-Z.
So you want to know why there's no vindication for me? Because for 4 years, I've been screaming, not just Diddy, but Diddy and Jay-Z are monsters. And the victim-making machine kept going on.
Jay-Z has been notable by his silence since these charges were brought against Diddy. Why do you think that is?
Because that's what he does. He starts little fires everywhere, forces everyone involved to go and carry water while he sneaks away.
She's got to be protected, right? I mean, this lady has got to be. She's fearless. So I would imagine she's talked to the authorities. They pulled her aside and said, get out there, spread the word. Right? Wouldn't you assume this?
This is what it seems like. We shall see. But even, whoever is speaking right now and getting in the front of this story definitely has a lot of unwanted attention their way. A lot of people do not want Jaguar speaking.
Right. Right here on the side here, I saw Ja Rule and P. Diddy. I mean, you got to wonder, oof, that's another one that's a possibility, is Ja Rule.
Out a response that changes now, Sean. You must respond. You have no choice. Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Robert Kelly, Sean Combs have one person in common, professionally and privately. Sean Carter. This has been a fist of...
Sean Carter is Jay-Z, correct? Wow. Oh, boy. And there's rumors that Sean Carter or Jay-Z has left the country, correct? I've heard he's left.
All I know is that there's been an overwhelming silence since the bochinche started with Diddy months ago, earlier this year. And people know, like when you have people who are always in the limelight, who have albums coming out, and all of a sudden there seems to be like a silence in mainstream media, a lot of people noticed and were curious as to, where this could lead and is there a connection. And we're waiting for the unveilings, obviously. And we know it's not just celebrities. A lot of politicians, for example, have been rumored, or, and I don't want to say a lot because I don't know the contents, but politicians have been rumored to be a part of what might be the unveiling.
Right, and you have big basketball stars like LeBron. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going out there. And if you're talking about Jay-Z, you got to talk about Beyonce.
Of tyranny that has been punching through our culture and our society for decades. It must stop.
There's been obviously a lot of
cruelty-free artistry.
Right. There's been a lot of rumor mill about what has happened in the rap world. A lot of allegations that the misogyny in the lyrics clearly was based on a general misogyny towards women away from the music. And that clearly seems to have been borne out by these charges against Diddy, which if he's found guilty...
Well, men were victimized too.
...guilty of all this. He's never coming out of prison. How dangerous do you think...
Thank God.
How dangerous do you think he is as a person?
I think he's one of the most dangerous people I've ever met. A lot of people have been questioning, well, she doesn't really know him. She has no knowledge of him. She doesn't have a picture with him. I'm smarter than Claudia Jordan. I would never take a picture with the devil.
Oh!
British.
Oh my gosh. What's your thoughts on that one?
I told you I've been in that man's presence, and it was nothing that was, it just screamed like, I don't know. It's, this just tells, you know, when you're in a big meeting in a conference room and there's a negotiation that you're witnessing and he's talking to your big boss at MTV, like, I want this to be an hour show. And he's speaking at that moment to my boss like he's gonna get what he wants. And when you hear people describe Diddy, you always kind of hear some of those the same descriptions. Like, he is very convincing, he expects certain things, and he expects you to deliver. So I don't know. Again, I'm only speaking from being a producer in the industry, in the music television industry, and being around these artists and celebrities for all of the time that I was, and the things you get, you hear, the stories you hear from some of the celebrities themselves, you know, it adds up to some questionable behaviors sometimes that a lot of people wanted to be a part of. They wanted to be a part of a party. They wanted to get invited to a party, whichever it was. It didn't necessarily have to be an industry party, but I am just grateful that we're re-examining what's happening and what has happened to our culture, how music and hip hop were obviously not the only genre, but were hijacked. Hip hop was created to be something different. Stories from strife that created inspiration, that created a way for you to be like, you know, man, my life was rough, but I'm gonna get mine. And then it became like this other thing where you're glorifying violence and you're glorifying calling women bitches and hoes. And then next thing you know, people are sort of start behaving in those ways in a way. Like, there is a there's stories out there, for example, and it's taking like a little term, but there's an artist that was always famous for drinking this concoction that would make people all messed up. And when you track that, there was a lot of people in different parts of the world that started drinking this concoction, and it led to nowhere good. I mean, there are repercussions to creating this music that has a detrimental effect on society of people who think that what they're singing is really the life that these people are
Right, and
truly
it's
living.
anything but.
Right.
Yeah, like the
Some of
gang
them are
banger.
living
Like
this
that
life,
was
but they're not happy.
right. Well, like I met Rick Ross back in like not too long ago at a boxing fight, the original Rick Ross, and he talked about how all of this is three-letter agency stuff, man. The whole music industry, and how they poured coke, you know, cocaine and all the drugs into the black community. How they took the man out of the household. It was all done on purpose, and then basically funneled anybody who was listening to music. It was like a funnel to the prison system. So it says here, P. Diddy was a snitch working for the FBI as a confidential informant behind the scenes. Panic. The federal case against Diddy is expanding big time. Prosecutors are dishing out subpoenas left and right. Cell phone companies, computer companies, Diddy's chartered jets, other music artists, and major record label CEOs and executives. Many CEOs are stepping down right now, folks. Pay attention to who they are. Commercial airline companies, possibly even the FAA. Diddy has been unloading his assets, sold off his stake at Revolt TV. Pay attention to who's selling their assets right now, folks. I'm hearing some champion boxers are doing the same. Returning music rights from Bad Boy Records. Some are already talking, and the past has come back to bite them. Diddy's former bodyguard says he'd go on the stand to testify against him. Not good. I'm not going to sit here and wait in jail for him. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Lil Rod, allegedly Diddy was the one who pulled the trigger in the NYC nightclub in 1999. Now, who brought him that gun? Right? Who brought him that gun? Wasn't J-Lo the one that brought the gun, allegedly? The shooting as Prodigy Shine took the fall for the woman shot in the face is now speaking out. Diddy's inner circle is being squeezed. A drug and trafficking mule has been arrested. His girlfriend, Young Miami, who transported his pink cocaine on board his private jets, is feeling the heat. P. Diddy is an FBI confidential informant. Diddy has been dodging the legal system for years. P. Diddy's former bodyguard just came out and said he was CIA, you know, and has been documented in the paperwork of FBI, warning from Suge Knight. Yeah, Suge Knight's been speaking out a lot. I'll tell you what, Puffy, your life is in danger because you know the secrets. Who's involved in the little secret room you guys participating in? So you know they're going to get you if they can. Dang, the stress. Former Fed investigator weighs in. The DHS invading his home and not the FBI raiding his home is significant because this means it's international.
Bit of a recap because this was posted, as you see, March 29, 24. And again, a lot of this, you know, this is what people are saying, but we always have to keep in mind that some of these details will change.
In a major sex trafficking investigation, similar to Jeffrey Epstein's, they say, Diddy was seen swinging clubs at a Top Golf in Miami with his daughters. He may look relaxed, but behind the scenes, there's panic. TMZ reporting tonight that the federal case against him is expanding, as prosecutors from the Southern District of New York have been dishing out subpoenas to multiple corporations tied to the mogul, like cell phone providers and computer companies. At the same time, Diddy's been unloading his assets. The timing, not coincidental. Selling off his stake in Revolt TV and returning music rights from Bad Boy Records. TMZ reporting the Fed slapping subpoenas on Diddy's chartered jets. Now, sources say even commercial airlines will be subpoenaed, possibly the FAA.
Damn, this is getting huge. Huge.
Yeah, this is pretty big.
But like you said, I mean, the timing of this, I mean, this is either really the beginning of takedowns or smoke and mirrors distraction.
As investigators look for anyone who flew on Diddy's dime, they're not only looking for victims, they're looking for witnesses. People with unfettered access to Diddy's alleged crimes and freak-off parties. Some inside of Diddy's world have already started talking. Diddy's former bodyguard says he'll go on the stand.
I would testify to everything if I was told to. You know, if I was brought in to testify against that. You understand? I'm not going to sit there and wait in jail for him. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Damn, his own bodyguard, man. Friends, your so-called friends. Everyone's turning. What's this right here? The earlier this month, March.
That's what you were just looking at.
Oh, I was just here.
The one before. So before we go into that one, you know, this is just a little moment. We don't even have to play. I just want you to see. Of course, TMZ is going to capitalize on everything. So they immediately created a little doc. TMZ presents the indictment, the downfall of Diddy. So we already have seen some of this, but they already have an hour little doc created by TMZ because, you know, the vultures are always there to capture everything that happens that's bad news in somebody who's famous this life.
You know, I just keep thinking, though, this is taking dominance or precedence over Trump and the assassination attempts and November, right? I mean, this is just engulfing the media waves. I mean, this is like taking the news cycle right here, all of it. I mean, is that a coincidence?
Sealing of a 3-count indictment charging Sean Combs with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate transportation for prostitution.
This is the type of indictment you would expect from someone in the mafia.
They start making this case, in my opinion, as a takedown of a successful black man.
Freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers.
I've spoken to about a half a dozen of these different men involved, and I asked them, was there any indicia of lack of consent? And they said, absolutely not.
And they seize cases and cases of the kinds of personal lubricant and baby oil that Combs' staff allegedly used to stock hotel rooms for the freak-offs.
And then I've also heard that the baby oil was used to, have someone suffocate on it. I can't say the word on fluff too, but suffocate or drown in it. Right? Did you hear about this?
No, that is so terrifying.
That caused aspiration in the lungs if they were giving it to them in a drink or I don't know, something like that. All this is 50 Cent.
So yeah, 50 Cent is apparently, going to be releasing a Netflix docuseries.
What? 50 Cent sets Diddy abuse allegations docuseries at Netflix. It's a complex narrative spanning decades. I mean, 50 Cent, though, has kept himself, as far as I know, pretty clean, right? I mean, I don't think he ever went to those freak-off parties, right? He was pretty clean in all this. I mean, he's been a pretty clean guy from what I know.
Well, there's murmurings of him with just always, attacking Diddy.
Yeah.
Not only murmurings, but also physical evidence of him saying, sus behavior or something like that.
Netflix is producing a docuseries from Curtis 50 Cent Jackson about charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, as well as the sexual assault and violent abuse allegations against Don Diddy Combs. Alexandria Stapleton directs the project, which is currently in production. This is going to make so much money for so many people. This is a story with significant human impact. It is a complex narrative spanning decades, not just the headlines or clips seen so far. 50 Cent and Stapleton said in an exclusive statement to Variety, "We remain steadfast in our commitment to give a voice to the voiceless and to present authentic and nuanced perspectives. While the allegations are disturbing, we urge all to remember that Sean Combs' story is not the full story of hip-hop and its culture." And I don't know. Talk to Rick Ross about that. He wrote a book. I really advise people to get out and buy Rick Ross's book. The original Rick Ross, by the way. "We aim to ensure that individual actions do not overshadow the culture's broader contributions." This is just ready to go out of control. And where will these scandals lead? Could they lead to the White House?
I didn't do nothing Puffy did. it was just so excitement. It's so much excitement that there was no reason for me to put something in our drink.
Wow, how long ago was this video?
I don't know. It was a little
fine. September 24, but
when it was posted. But I don't know. But if you see his face, there seems to be almost a relief. Like, I can speak a little bit more about this now.
Right. Like, he knew it was coming. Jeez, man, this is just going to get so crazy. This is the avalanche, folks. Here it is. 120 new cases, 25 minors, 12,000 calls in just 24 hours to Tom Husby's law firm. An A-list celebrity tape is being shopped around. It seems to be allegedly with a younger male, celebrity male. We're assuming, could it be? I mean, could it be Bieber? I mean, we know that Bieber, was a lot of stuff happened to Bieber, man, which I feel very sorry for that kid. But, I mean, could it be? I don't know. I mean, I think this is all going to be coming out in the next couple weeks, to be honest with you. I think we're going to have our hands full. Rose Angel.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say, is that let's not forget that there are true victims here in this story, and that when we are watching things on the feed or even creating content, that when you sensationalize, you may not know how we, or through the disseminating of disinformation, whose lives you're touching. There are all these people have moms, dads, may have children that have nothing to do with whatever they might be or may have gotten involved in. So this is a very, very sticky, tricky situation. And here's the other thing. As a content creator, I'm always going to look out for the content creators everywhere. And there are people who are receiving cease and desist letters for reacting to content that they didn't even originally put out there, because certain people who are getting named right now are chasing content creators because they do not want their names out there being slandered or defamed. So we are in tricky waters. Keep that in mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are just names that were it's all allegedly, and we got to say that, but there are a lot of names that have been affiliated with Diddy that we know who they are. We all know who they are, and they're worried. So let's see what happens. This is all going to get really crazy. I think October is going to be a crazy month. I think November will be even crazier, and December will be even crazier. No, January will be. I mean, it's just going to keep avalanching, folks. So buckle up. Rosangel, thank you very much, folks. Hit the Cafecito break down below. Join her channel. Thank you, Rosangel, for joining me on another great episode.
Thank you. We'll see you soon, guys. Thank you again.
All right, folks. Later.